RCR with Paul Brennan.
Boy, that fortnight flew by, didn't it? It's time to catch up again with Tim Wilms of the Unshackled.net in Melbourne, Australia, for the Wilms Report to keep us right up to date on things Aussie. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Paul. Great to be back. We're still in our phony federal election campaign. I call it phony because Albanese hasn't called it yet. He had a few last week, a bunch of horror polls. So I think he's trying to hold out until May, which means he'll have to deliver a budget where his treasurer, Jim Chalmers, will have to work out how they're going to pay for all of their new spending commitments.
So they'll be scrambling right now to pull that together to have something in time.
Yes, a economically responsible budget while they're spending all of this money on health and other goodies.
Health. Okay, we'll get to more politics shortly, but I want to start on this one. I saw the story, but I want to know more. So shock jock Marty Sheargold sacked for mocking. Well, you can tell us who he mocked. First of all, how big is this guy? Shock jock. He sounds like he's a bit of a shocker. Is that the kind of personality he is?
So Marty Sheargold, he's been in the FM radio circuit for 20 years, but it's only recently there's been a real target on his head. You know, I'm not sure if you know about the Australian culture of the tall poppy syndrome, dragging somebody down. But it's normally Carl Sanderlands who's the king of the shock jocking. And obviously,
well, wait on, he was rushed to hospital, wasn't he? He had
he's got emergency. a brain tumor.
That's right. Okay, sorry to break the stride there. Carry on with Marty.
Yes, Marty seems to have superseded Kyle, but obviously the name Shock Jock, they're meant to be shocking. That's why they're called Shock Jocks. But like I said, they've been gunning for him recently, and they finally had the ammunition when he decided to rubbish the Matildas, the women's soccer team. They've been playing in the She Believes Cup, which is
The She Believes Cup. Are you serious?
Yes, it's an invitation only soccer tournament in the United States.
What do they believe in?
Well, this is what Marty Sheargold got in trouble for. He said, "It better be men."
Oh. Yeah, really? Is that all?
No, he said that he'd rather hammer a nail through the head of his penis than watch that got any men's sports. And he said they reminded him of Year 10 girls, all the infighting and friendship issues. I'm sorry to undermine the whole sport, but if that's what I think of it, so you can stick it up your ass. So obviously very crass.
Okay. Yeah, that's shock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the next day, this is probably comments that is actually received the most criticism for is that he was talking about his back pain and he mocked endometriosis, and that's part of Albanese's big health announcement on women's health. Women get endometriosis. So there has been a silver lining in all this outrage that because they used to say people with endometriosis.
Oh, right. Okay. But yeah, now we're focusing back on that it's actually women with endometriosis.
Yes. Well, I don't think that Marty Sheargold genuinely believes that. Obviously, he's just saying it for the shock value.
Well, there's some humor in it as well, and it's pretty basic. It's that Kevin Bloody Wilson kind of Aussie humor. Get that. To react so strongly, and well, he's lost his job.
He and Triple M, they mutually decided to part ways.
Is Triple M an ABC station?
No, it's a commercial radio station.
Right, okay.
So it's part of the Southern Cross or Stereo Network, a big commercial media conglomerate. But they've been well known over the years for this sort of blokey humour. And like I said, Marty Sheargold, he's been a staple of the FM breakfast scene for 20 years. Australians sadly like to really kick somebody when they're down, and Albanese was on a rival FM radio station the next day, Nova, with Jason Lauren, where they basically gave him a free kick to slag off at Marty Sheargold, saying how great the Matildas were. The Victorian Men's Behavioural Change Minister, Tim Richardson, he released a video saying that the lesson that we need to take out of this is that men and boys need to call out such a behavior when they see it, because
This
there's
reminds
been.
me, sorry to interrupt you, but this reminds me, what was it, that Gillette ad a few years ago
Oh,
that kind of demonized males to themselves?
yes, one of they shaved a lot off their share price
Yeah, they did.
in that.
Yeah, it didn't work.
So yeah, because they've been also gunning for his co-hosts as well, because they laughed along. Though one of them did say, when he was about to say that endometriosis was made up, he said, "Don't say it." I think he knew what he was going to say. But the Premier of Victoria, Jacinta Allan, she said that women's sports are real sports and women's pain is real pain.
Oh dear. Oh, really?
Yes, so, but there.
I would say again, having been in news for quite a while and noticing the trends, that there has been a quite an uptick in awareness of endometriosis
There
over
definitely
recent times.
has,
I've had
and
relatives who've had the condition, and we're going back 30 years. It's not new, but there's been either a growth in it, and we'd have to explain that. Maybe you should be concerned about that. But there's been more awareness. That's all. That's the only change there's been, and that becomes fertile ground for taking the pee, surely, in humour terms.
yes, and like I said, I don't think he believes it, but that doesn't matter. But going back to the Matilda's comments, that there's been more outrage about what some guy said on radio about them than the captain of the Matilda's, Sam Kerr,
Oh, yes.
racially abusing a white British police officer. But she has faced not just no legal consequences, well, I don't think it should have gone to trial, but also she's still the captain of the Matildas, even though she's out injured. Her English Super League club, Chelsea, aren't going to discipline her. She's still been out with an injury. But even though the Matildas, they were rubbish in the She Believes Cup and
She believes
also
cup.
at the Paris Olympics, they're still put up on a pedestal. Yet it was actually the men's young Socceroos won the under 20s Asian Cup on Saturday night against Saudi Arabia. So we should be celebrating also the men's achievements, sporting achievements as well, I think.
What was Jacinta Allen's comment again? The pain thing?
Yes, so women's sports are real sports. Women's pain is real pain.
That is so emotional blackmail, linking those two
Yes,
together.
and obviously the reason why she and Albo decided to join in the pylon, because that they get to be all sanctimonious and it distracts from all of their failures in leadership and failures in policy.
What has the audience, we'll get onto other things in just a moment, but what is the audience saying? How have they reacted? Presumably this person, this Marty Sheargold was popular on the air.
Well, like I said, he'd been in the FM radio scene for 20 years. He'd also has a successful TV career as well. He is in a leading role on Australia's most popular sitcom at the moment, Fisk. I
That won't
suspect
last,
that,
right?
yeah, I'm suspecting he might be written out of that when the fourth series comes around.
I wonder how they'll kill him off. Maybe a
Oh,
busload of a women's soccer team kind of runs over him by
they sort
mistake.
of, right. I'm not sure if any of your audience has heard of it, but it's very popular. They sort of wrote out his character in the third season finale, so it wouldn't take much to sort of just make him disappear from the series.
Yeah. Abducted by a UAP. There you go, in the desert.
It went off to his home planet.
Yeah. Alpha Centauri or something. All right, that's interesting. You've talked a lot about crime in our chats. But you've had crime close to home, right? Like in your neighborhood. What's happened?
As I mentioned to you and to your audience last year, I moved home back to the city of Frankston where I grew up. Now, Frankston has always had a average reputation. That is because we had a serial killer here 30 years ago, Paul Denyer. There was a lot of drug issues, but it's I would say that it's gotten much better in the past 20 years, but it's still the butt of comedians' jokes, like on FM radio. So Frankston jokes are okay. Now, I've always felt safe in Frankston. Like, obviously, there's sort of certain areas you know to avoid, but there was a shocking attempted carjacking at a car wash last week. A lady was cleaning the inside of her car, and then a man of African appearance leapt out and tried to carjack her, had some small weapon with him. Thankfully, it wasn't a big one like a machete, but she was brave and fought him off, and the attendant even came over to try and shoo him away. So they were incredibly brave. He was later arrested by police at a bus stop, which I recognised where that bus stop was, but it's pretty frightening when it happens in your neighbourhood. Like I went past it just last Friday, and I still saw a crime scene vehicle there. Maybe they were just following up, but thankfully there were still people washing their cars at the business because you hate for the business to be impacted because people don't feel safe washing their car. But if you watch the 6 o'clock news, almost every night there's a carjacking machete attack in Footscray on the other side of Melbourne, the inner west. There was a gang of youths, which youths is code word for a youths of African appearance. They were machete fighting each other on the streets of Footscray on a Friday night. There was a machete attack in broad daylight in Dandenong last week. And particularly if they're youths under 18, they're granted bail repeatedly. There's one offender who's been bailed 50 times. And Jacinta Allan, she's announced in the aftermath of the Werribee by-election review of the state's bail laws.
Yeah, it seems that crime probably different mix here, but again, always going up and becoming more violent and daily. The other thing that's
Though Jacinta Allan, she's more eager to talk about her big housing build. Announcing, she calls them activity centres, which she's going to build all of these
activity centers.
apartment towers around train stations, particularly around that suburban rail
Sounds
loop.
like 15-minute cities.
Yes, I've spoken to your audience about the suburban rail loop 15-minute city plans. Now, because they nearly lost the Werribee by-election, her Labor government, Albanese threw an extra $2 billion at the Melbourne Airport rail link, which has been mothballed. But the 2 billion, that is just going to it's called Untangling the Sunshine Train Station in the West, which will branch off to the Melbourne Airport rail link. So before they can build the rail link, they need to spend over $2 billion rebuilding this train station to give it two extra platforms. $2 billion for a
Two
train station.
billion.
Yeah, just a re yeah, a rebuild and some extra tracks and platforms at a train station.
Surely there's something off about that. That sounds massive.
Yes. Well, it's going to cost at least $10 billion to actually build the airport rail link because it goes over rivers and freeways. That's still at least 8 years away, as is the suburban rail loop east, and also here in Frankston, where a activity centre. So it's already been a bit gentrified, Frankston, but the gentrification will continue. I don't know if that'll make it more safe.
Activity centers. It reminds me of Step Brothers, the movie where they say to the parents that we could do something, and we would mean we could do all sorts of activities. That was a huge thing. What sort of activities are we talking about? Are we just like talking about a neighborhood with what shops and
It's just
a
another word
park
for
and things
15
like
minute
that?
cities that you can just step out of your apartment tower and have access to all the services
All right.
that you need. And that if you need to go somewhere else, you can just hop on a train because she's also relaxed the car park requirements for new apartment towers. So you won't drive and you'll be happy.
Yeah. All right. Conscious of time, a few matters yet. The nurse, we talked about the two, I think. One was a doctor, one was a nurse.
No, one claimed he was a doctor. They were
Oh,
both
okay.
nurses.
Hadn't caught up with that. And the other looked like a nurse. The nurse has been charged, has she?
The female nurse,
Yeah.
Sarah Abu Lebdaya, 26. So she was the one that jumped in halfway through, that saying that she wouldn't treat Israeli
Yeah.
patients, she would kill them. So she's been charged with federal crimes, threatening violence to a group. So that's actually part of the new amended hate crimes laws. So
Ah, yep.
it's actually been used, and also using a carriage service to threaten to kill and use a carriage service to menace, harass,
Is
or
that the
offend.
electronic connection?
Yes, it
Yeah.
used to be, it was written years ago, this section. I used to just apply to telephones, but now it covers the internet as well. The GAB CEO, Andrew Tauber, actually got a notice that to take down something mocking Anthony Albanese, violating using carriage service to menace, harass, or offend, but he told them to get bent.
Yeah, as he should. Okay, well, we'll see what happens there.
Yes, and there was a sheikh at a local
Oh.
boys' high school who was suspended for defending the nurses on social media. But after some of the local students staged a protest at the school, chanted "Allahu Akbar," he was reinstated. And this is a public school. They're run by the New South Wales Education Department.
But some kind of bending the knee there.
Yes, although New South Wales just passed their own hate speech laws, Victoria's have stalled a bit. The Allan government got rid of the political purpose defence to its vilification laws. So it'll no longer be a defence if you vilify somebody while making a political point or they claim they were vilified.
Well, that's the quiet one out loud there, isn't
Yes. But
it?
in the federal election, no matter who you vote for, they promise less free speech. They also will promise to stand with Ukraine, unwavering
How did that go
support.
down, by the way? Our prime minister's done the same. I think Penny Wong and the prime minister have come out saying that. We stick or stand by Ukraine. How does that go down in Australia?
Well, it's certainly awkward for the Liberal National Coalition opposition, though Peter Dutton, he's very conscious not to embrace the full Trump. He did a sit down with Carl Stefanovic on 60 Minutes last week, saying, "No, I'm not like Trump. I'm more like Peter Costello and John Howard." So he's playing it very safe, said that he's not going to do a Trump and change our passports back to being based on biological sex. So he seems to be doing everything that he can to lose the election, sort of going down the Chris Luxon or Pierre Poilievre route. And he's also been saying me too to all of Anthony Albanese's policies, such as his $8 billion bulk billing bulk up, which is basically just means free GP visits, and also a 2-year freeze on the draft beer excise. So he said me too for that. Though he came up with a policy of his own on Sunday that was to an extra $3 billion for extra 28 joint fighter jets. So there was originally going to be 100 that were ordered. The Albanese government cut that back to 72, so they're going to order the 28 extra.
This is the F-35, is it?
Yes, so this was in the
Yeah.
aftermath of the short notice Chinese Navy live fire exercises,
Complete waste
which
of money. That I know a bit about this. That era of fighter jets, it's over. The
and
liabilities now. So it's a waste of money.
it would have been alarming in both the government and the opposition, Trump not remembering what AUKUS was when he was meeting with Keir Starmer. So there's a lot of worry about whether Trump would think would when he has a look at it think that AUKUS is a good deal for the United States.
Yeah. What about the Chinese presence in the Tasman? I think off Tasmania in that area, 150, 200 Ks. Not right on the coast, but not far off. And obviously, weaponry probably with that range and more. And yet, the live firing, I believe, was unearthed not from our high-tech surveillance aircraft or assets or whatever we've got, which cost billions, but what, Virgin Blue or Jetstar low-cost carrier flying the Tasman and radioing it
Yes,
in. I mean, what's going on here?
that came out in our Senate estimates, and the point's been made so much for the Albanese government repairing the relationship. But you sort of think to yourself, what are the Chinese doing? Don't they know that there's an election coming up, and
Yeah.
do they don't want their handsome boy, as they called Albanese, to win?
Yeah, well, they're obviously sending out some sort of message. They could do that anywhere. And it tells us that they've got the equipment and capability to project, serious deep water Navy style.
Yeah.
But to find out, not from our assets, it seems, but maybe they knew, but from a regular airline flight, just, you
Well,
wonder why you spend the money on it. Just contract the airlines to keep an eye out on
yeah.
them.
The Defence Minister Richard Miles said, "Well, it was less than satisfactory that we didn't get much notice." But yeah, Albanese is just he hasn't given a straight answer, nor a it appears that he has misled the Australian people. He claimed that they did get notice when they didn't. Though Albanese, he was out at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras for another photo op, which it looks like the photo that he chose to post on his social media looked like he was doing a Nazi salute, waving at the crowd. But I what I has really repulsed a lot of Australians at the Mardi Gras is there was a man dressed in a traditional Aboriginal paint appearing to throw a spear at a man dressed as Jesus Christ on a cross, which was a tree, which and people have made the point, isn't that a threatening violence based on a group attribute?
Really, yeah. Yeah, okay. That wasn't part
So,
of the parade. That
pardon? It wasn't part of the parade,
yeah.
but it's the
Right.
double standard that these hate crime laws that were passed, I don't think that they were sort of passed to, well, I'm not in favor of them being
So how
passed,
do you
but
explain that? Because, okay, we talked about the humor before and the selective nature of that, how people react. Same thing. Here again, pass for a lot of people, no pass for
but that's
others.
the it's the double standard that people are pointing out.
Yeah. Yeah, but to have it in the first place, what's happened to you? Well, I could say the same here. What's happened to
Oh,
us?
I get the point that you're making, and look, I support their free speech, but I see the hypocrisy in how these
No, I'm
well.
picking up on your hypocrisy. I just wonder why. We are, and I say we as the royal we, are okay, or why many of us are okay with one thing but not okay with the next, yet they're totally equivalent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Yeah.
all of it's okay or none of it's okay.
Yeah, it's got to be one or the other. It's male or female, right? It's binary.
Yes.
All right. Well, as always, plenty happening. Some drama in there. Nice to hear from you again, Tim. Thanks for coming in again from the unshackled.net in Melbourne. Hopefully, the neighbourhood will settle down now. You won't have any carjackings or anything nearby. And
I do hope
you're
so.
going to be safe.
Maybe by our next fortnightly report, the election may have been called, or
Yeah.
the phony campaign will have continued. There'll be more billions promised.
Yeah, hosing out somewhere. All right, Tim, we'll talk in a fortnight. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul.